This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
First down Texans at the Colts 14, Stroud under center. Handoff, Mixon, starts right, cuts left, 10, 5, Mixon still going, takes out a defender, and takes the ball into the end zone. Jones couldn't bring him down. Mixon has 6 for Houston, and they can tie the game with the extra point.
Mixon with a grown man run. Get off me. What a run by Joe Mixon. I am a fan.
What a call by Andre Ware and Mark Vandermeer.
In his voice, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon. He's got a synergistic effect.
Indeed.
These good players make other players better. And I feel like he brought up the bassest of bass voices in
Andre Ware. Yeah, that was good.
Good job, Joe Mixon.
That was a great call. Way to raise Andre Ware. As if Andre Ware needs to raise his game. He does not. But Joe Mixon brought out the best in Dre right there on that call. 14-yard touchdown run yesterday. That was the one sustained drive the Texans had that ended in 7 points yesterday. Joe Mixon going into the end zone. That was the only drive where Jared Patterson was in at left guard. He got concussed on that very play. I don't know that that's a coincidence. Jared, that they kind of locked things down on the offensive line a little bit when they swapped out Kendrick Green. But when this offense was moving yesterday, and when it's moved over the course of this season, it's been in the four games that Joe Mixon's been heavily involved in, and it's been with Mixon heavily involved. Even that drive towards the end of the game that ended with the botched pitch to Mixon, that drive, they were leaning on Mixon once they got across the 50-yard line. It was Mixon for 8, Mixon for 13, Mixon for 21. In the four games that he has started and finished, he has had over 100 yards in all of those games. And in my opinion, he has been their most valuable player in all those games.
No, and you know why? Because he provides bumper lanes for the offensive line. They're not good at bowling and or blocking yet, and Joe Mixon makes them better. So there's just so many instances where one or two offensive linemen they just threw a gutter ball. I don't know the bowling lingo, Sean.
Mm-hmm. But gutter ball works.
Yeah. So but Joe Mixon corrects it with a jump cut. He's got this Fred Taylor like jump cut that's just. It's absurd. It shouldn't be physically possible by somebody his size. But he's able to dodge a lot of flack in the backfield and make something out of nothing. And then when the blocking is good, like it was on that play, multiple really good blocks on that play, including by the tight end. Then when he gets ahead of steam, him versus a defensive back, it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to bulldoze the dude.
Yeah, you saw it on that play.
Yeah.
He tossed the guy down. He was carrying the ball in his right arm and threw the guy down with his left arm.
It was that was impressive. The most impressive physical feat of the day was Anthony Richardson throwing off Foley Fatakasi.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Like an old coat.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Foley. Look, as a guy that's lost multiple sacks to Steve McNair just by his sheer massiveness and strength.
You know how
those ones hurt.
He had your. Yeah. He wears your number too.
Yeah,
it's a tradition like
that.
No other.
They gotta wash that thing with bleach. they gotta get that thing, kill it with fire.
Yeah. Dragon glass.
That jersey is retired.
Yes.
How many? The Texans don't retire jerseys except for one. Who? Seth Payne. Played here for a few years.
All
a long
the
time
91s,
ago.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah. So Mixon was great yesterday. D'Amico Ryans talks about the swarm mentality, and that's something that's really easy to see on defense and probably execute on defense. You know, you can see swarming happening. Joe Mixon is as swarmy a running back as you can get. Like his style of running, his style of leadership in that locker room, everything about him, like he feels like the quintessential D'Amico Ryans running.
No. And that's important. Like there's the swarm quotient is way higher on defense right now. And it's not just about overall performance. I think you look at the offensive line and the character types on that offensive line need a guy like Joe Mixon, I think. Because there's Laramie Tunsil calls everybody a dog. This guy's a dog. That guy's a dog. There's not a lot of actual genuine dogs on the offensive line. I feel like they're capable of being them. It's in there, but they need a little boost. Mm-hmm. And I'm not so sure Kenyon Green's the guy.
Yeah.
So, but Joe Mixon, the coolest thing about him was going into the tent while Patterson was in the tent to check on Patterson after he was injured.
Mixon went into the tent?
Yeah, Mixon went in to check on him.
That's nice of him.
He's like a good running backs and good quarterbacks do. They're always going to stick up for and, you know, have the offensive lines back.
Yeah, that was cool.
He's old school in that regard.
That was cool, man. Hey, by the way, that Mixon play is your 5-hour energy, high energy play of the game. 5-hour energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. Yeah. So there you go.
I used to have a co-host, Sean, that would sip his 5-hour energy drink. Meltzer would get a lot of that was the thing that Landry and Meltzer fought about most. Was Meltzer
sipping
a 5-hour energy drink over the course of 2 hours.
Over 2 hours?
Yeah.
That's not easy to do.
It's like it was a fine whiskey
something. He's like one of those people that would survive on a peanut for like 2 days on a desert island.
Yeah, he's going to be one of these.
Sipping a 5-hour energy.
Yeah. Meltzer is a master of restraint. He'd eat half a dessert. He's like this, like a dainty gentleman.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it. So they're going to need a lot of Mixon on Thursday this week against the Jets.
I can't find this tweet that I was
ready. Yeah, you were looking for something.
Every good
there.
Offensive line has like two absolute psychopaths. One guy who's overly intellectual and thinks too much.
Okay.
One guy that's a technician, and then one other character type. And I'm just looking for the two deranged psychopaths on that offensive line.
How many fashionistas are there on offensive line?
He didn't say. Probably one of the category I can't think of was one of those things. Yeah, okay. I feel like there's a couple too many fashionistas. I feel like Shaq Mason is the deranged psychopath. I just don't know if he has it in him physically anymore to act on his psychopath.
Yeah, he's been here a year and a half. If it ain't coming out now, I don't know when it's going to come out. So we'll see what happens. So the Texans are returning to the scene of C.J. Stroud's concussion last year. This was one of those games. This is an interesting game to me on a couple of fronts. Obviously, the Jets are coming off of this loss to the New England Patriots, which is embarrassing. Team the Texans beat by 20 a couple weeks ago. It's a chance for the Texans to stack another win here in the AFC, as we outlined in the open. They are 6-2 right now. They're undefeated in the conference. They're undefeated in the division. Their only two losses are over in the NFC. They are set up as good as any team right now that if they get into a tussle in the standings with tiebreakers, they are set up really, really well. So this Jets game is another chance for them to stack another AFC win against a team that's struggling right now. I am very curious what version of the Jets the Texans are getting. They're 2-6 on the season, and there is a ton of drama surrounding this team. They made the trade for, they fired their coach, hoping that would trigger something. It's triggered nothing. They traded for Davante Adams, hoping that would trigger something. It's triggered nothing. And now you're 2-6, and the math is just starting to math against you a little bit here.
Yeah.
Is their pride kicking in, or are they folding up their
tents? Well, I don't know. I think the biggest thing is, as an organization, there's no way in hell they're going to trade for Davante Adams, have Aaron Rodgers on the roster, and be sellers at the trade deadline or anything.
Right. I don't anticipate that.
I think they're, by any means possible, I think they got to scratch and claw their way into perhaps an historical comeback. But a lot of that starts on Thursday night, right before the trade deadline. What are we as a football team? And you've got a chance maybe for the second week in a row. I feel like you really threw a wrench into anything good that might happen in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. especially with Anthony Richardson playing the way he did. If you want to take down an AFC opponent and just put a notch on your gun barrel, they're probably not going to use that on Amazon. you could spoil their season with this one. You could put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, you could.
Even though the front office and everything might not acknowledge it, it's going to be really hard. If Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams don't start to show some real chemistry, then that's pretty much it for
this. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It sounds weird to say this because they just lost Stephon Diggs yesterday to some sort of knee injury. Again, we don't know the severity of it, unless there's a push notification waiting on my phone from somebody. We don't know the severity of the Stephon Diggs knee injury. Nico Collins, by rule, still has to miss one more game with his hamstring injury. All reports are he's coming along great. They need him on that Sunday night game against Detroit, especially if they don't have Diggs. And yet, compared to the Jets game from last year in Week 14, if you recall, that was the game right after Tank had broken his leg in Week 13. Obviously, Diggs wasn't on the team last year. And Nico Collins went out of that game during the first series. So, and Joe Mixon wasn't on this team. So, weirdly enough, in a season where they've lost Nico Collins to a hamstring injury for a period of time, Stephon Diggs might be done for the year with a knee injury, I would still argue that they're going into this Jets game with better weaponry than they had once Nico Collins went out of that game last year.
No, I think that's a very fair point. And you've got a lot more guys who just simply have time in the system. And but those are also all the things that led us to believe, like wow, this should be a high-powered passing attack this year. All of these things, plus the addition of Diggs and Mixon, obviously. You're going up against a Jets defense that my knee-jerk reaction is to say, hey, those guys are really good. And yet, personnel-wise, performance-wise, they're not the same unit now that they were before.
No.
So you're my fear quotient for C.J. Stroud's health and personal safety would be a lot better, except that the one guy, Quinnen Williams, is right smack dab there. Yeah, and even if the defense as a total isn't performing the way they used to, look at those defensive tackles yesterday for Indianapolis. They were taking their turns at times.
They were.
It looked downright illegal what they were doing to the left guard position. So that still remains a big, 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 big factor.
Who was he lined up over when he concussed C.J. Stroud last year? What position was that?
It was
left guard, right?
Yeah, Quinnen Williams. Juice Scruggs was playing left guard.
Yeah, you just mentioned left guard. Yeah. I'm like, I think that's where he was lined up. Yeah. Juice Scruggs was playing it last year.
So Kendrick Green and why he didn't go in, that's the big curiosity. Kendrick Green was... he didn't look happy on the sideline.
Well,
I don't like to read people's body language.
I was wondering at the time. I mean, we were all up in the press box watching it and speculating about it. And we were all excited to see Patterson go in and equally excited to see Jared Patterson play well. He did his job. That's all you need to do. Left guard, just do your job. And then he goes out with a concussion. And that was the big question up in the press box. Like, okay, was this just Kenyon needs to sit because he's not playing well. Jarrett's our second string guy. So now Jarrett's out, Kenyon goes back in. Or is this we're putting anybody but Kenyon Green in at left guard right now?
I
would have liked to have seen Kendrick Green.
Yeah, we're putting anybody but Kendrick Green in.
No,
but...
I meant if they put Kendrick Green in, that means Kenyon, you ain't playing. Like, anybody but you.
I'm looking forward to Al Michaels I just want Al to... he'll nail Kendrick Green and Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit back in admiration because I botch it at least three times a week.
That's why he's the GOAT, man.
Yes. Yeah. That's it specifically.
Why he's the GOAT.
So Kendrick Green, Kendrick Green is built like the fullback that they sometimes have him play. He's got stumpy arms. He's not tall. But you talk about that dog quotient or how swarmy is he? He's swarmy. He's very swarmy. Yeah. He plays his butt off. Like, he does everything that an undersized offensive lineman need to do. Remember when he first got here? I was watching his Pittsburgh film when he was playing center, and I was like, well, look, I'm going to make a comparison. He's not there yet, but his avenue to being good is to be like Mark Stepanski was. So Oilers fans remember Mark
Stepanski.
Undersized, but really scrappy. Just used his hips and technique really, really well. So he's got that scrappiness to him. But I think he's also a guy that offensive line coaches look at him and they think like, you don't have the length. This is the problem. Kenyon Green physiologically looks a lot better than Kendrick Green. He's got the long arms. But Kenyon Green chooses not to use his long arms.
That's a mistake, I think.
You've got these long arms, and they just might as well be flapping to the side. Yeah. You're letting defensive linemen who themselves have long arms just basically snatch you by the chest and just off with you. And there he goes.
Yep.
Or Kendrick Green would at least bite him as he went by.
He would give him
a bite on the thigh or something.
That's right. So Texans-Jets Thursday night this week. We're going to look back at 7 a.m. at yesterday's game through the voice of Mark Vandermeer. We'll look at all the big plays from yesterday's win over the Colts. The Texans' schedule gets crazy now. For a team that's basically been doing noon Sunday for 95% of the last 2 years. This thing turns into an acid trip this week, man.
Yeah.
Thursday Night Football Jets, followed by Sunday Night Football here, Detroit Lions, followed by Monday Night Football Cowboys. And then you get kind of a couple division games and a bye week, and then all of a sudden you're into that 3 games in 11 days with the Dolphins here, the Chiefs on a Saturday,
yeah,
and then the Ravens on Christmas Day on a Wednesday.
This is.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it, okay. Sean. I'm ready for the disruptions in sleep cycle. I'm ready to go to bed too excited and happy to sleep.
I know, man.
Potentially too angry and disturbed to sleep. Who knows?
Like 5 Christmases.
This will come of it. Very important, I know, to D'Amico Ryans. Yeah. Primetime games, good time for individual accolades. There you go. I was being sarcastic about D'Amico liking it. But MVP races, defensive player of the year, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which, nobody will claim to care about that stuff. But for us, it's fun.
It is fun.
It's fun to watch the players who can perform in under the bright lights.
The closest one to getting that hardware right now is Will Anderson. He's number 2 on the board for defensive player of the year. And he came into the post-game show yesterday with me and Clint looking like a future defensive player of the year.
No, he looked like you said the schedule looks like an acid trip. He looks like a hardcore
dude.
He looks like one of those country singers from the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Black cowboy hat, shades, leather jacket.
It looked like he'd seen
boots.
Some stuff. Yeah.
Oh, he was great.
And you got the championship belt.
Yeah, we got our belt picture with Will Anderson.
So Will's got 7.5 sacks. He went into yesterday fifth or sixth, tied with Max Crosby for fifth or sixth in the league on the sack board. I haven't checked it after yesterday's results.
Yeah.
But the big thing with Will is it's not just the sacks, it's the tackles for a loss too. And Max Crosby likewise has a bunch of those. Two defensive ends have some of the most tackles for a loss in the league. And it's, so with Will, he's got all that energy. He's refined his technique. He's become more of a true edge rusher. Instead of a strong, fast guy that just goes real hard and tries to bull rush all the time, he's really refined his technique, and he's coming into his own. And now, over these last few weeks, I've started to feel more comfortable thinking, yeah, okay, this guy is a guy that can be in contention for All-Pro, Defensive Rookie of the Year, all those things.
You pointed it out. These guys that are in that conversation every year, those edge rushers that are the Defensive Player of the Year conversation, they are good rookies, but not great as rookies.
Yeah.
They're guys that get 8 or 9 sacks. You're like, and Will had 7.5 last year through the whole season. He's got 7.5 now through 8 weeks.
It was one of the few times I said something shooting from the hip that I decided to fact check myself.
You were good.
Up, and I was correct.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The fact checking wasn't miserable.
Good job.
Yeah. No, yeah, like the vast majority of the top sack producers in the past decade did not have double-digit sacks their rookie year.
That's right.
They would get high 7s, 8s, or 9s, and then their second year is when they would take off, much like it was with J.J. Watt.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. All right, headlines up next. We'll circle back to Texans and Colts. Some crazy stuff going on around the NFL yesterday, early window and late window, and in the Sunday night window. I know there's a lot of happy Houstonians based on the result of that game. So we'll get into all of that in headlines coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.